Thanks for tuning in for Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU and 88.5 WMUB. I'm Mark Purzell. In the studio with me this morning is Julie Smith Morrow, the CEO of Dress for Success Cincinnati, going places, going strong. We're going to talk about Dress for Success and exactly what the organization does, and talk about the Power Walk for Dress for Success Cincinnati that's coming up on Saturday, May 4th, a 5K walk that is preceded by a series of training sessions. And Julie's here to tell us all about that. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Mark.
Let's begin with Dress for Success and exactly what it does. I was amazed to learn how much it does, mm-hmm. and it's more than just providing dresses for women in need.
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. That is a question that that we love to address, because Dress for Success is an organization that works with disadvantaged women, and we definitely do start with the suit, but we help them with all kinds of resume writing tips as well as interview tips. And once a woman becomes employed, she can come back for more clothing appropriate for her job, as well as lifelong support. And we work with a lot of women. And basically, women are having issues maybe transitioning into a career, depending on what kind of challenges they've had to face prior to that. So we are the only organization in the area that provides that lifelong wraparound support to disadvantaged women who want to both seek and keep employment.
Well, you spell out clearly the conundrum on your website, where you say to get a job, you need a suit.
Yes.
But if you don't have a job, you can't get a suit.
Yeah, and you know, that's really true. I think a lot of us may not think about that difficulty, about that challenge, and just assume that, you know, if you're going to go to a job interview, you know what to wear and you just put it on and go. But having that as one of the barriers to even feeling comfortable walking into a job interview, it's a very real situation. And when women come to us, they may really feel just total lack of confidence over that issue, as well as many other issues that they're trying to deal with.
Dress for Success Cincinnati started, 12 years ago. But this is not just a local effort, it's a national effort.
That's right, yes. And we did begin in 1999. We are one of 120 Dress for Success affiliates in 13 countries.
Wow.
We were all founded, I think, with the objective of trying to help disadvantaged women. And among the affiliates, many do different kinds of programming. We here in Cincinnati operate the full spectrum of programming available through Dress for Success worldwide. And then we have some of our own kind of unique programs as well.
Because this is, as you mentioned just a moment ago, it's more than just getting proper clothing for job interviews or for career, but also training for life to some degree.
That's right, Mark. And I think we really recognize that there can be so many barriers, and people, men and women alike, who grow up with different kinds of challenges in their lives, different kinds of barriers. It's because of a lifetime of trying to deal with that. And it may not be so easy to overcome that in just a short period of time. And so that's why we think it's really important to continue to support our women as they try to keep their jobs and try to find work-life balance, try to have meaningful relationships with their families, and all the while, just the goal is to help them succeed in work and life.
Well, Dress for Success Cincinnati has helped out, I think I read, more than 11,000 women or so. Where do you find these women who need your services?
We work with a whole group of agencies that refer women to us. So we are working with approximately 100 agencies that encounter women through, maybe they've come in for other kinds of assistance to them. It could be food, it could be housing, it could be different kinds of work skills programming. And when it gets to that point that woman is ready, along her journey, ready to be able to go to work, then that woman's going to be referred to us, and we'll get her in and match her up with a personal shopper and get her interview outfit from head to toe and let her know about the other services that are offered, and also, and make sure she knows she's welcome to come back in as soon as she gets her job and find out about more programming that's available, as well as more free attire that's appropriate for her job.
So Dress for Success is not working alone. You have more than 100 agencies. That's amazing. A really community effort.
It really is amazing. And I think it's just such a relevant point to make that we couldn't begin to do what we do without other organizations that are also focusing on helping people get on their feet and go to work and be successful.
So where do you find these clothes? What do you do for the clothes, these outfits and business attire that
yeah,
you provide?
Absolutely.
I mean, that has to be a job in itself as well.
It is. And we get thousands and thousands of items donated from the local community every year. And we do this through donation drives. We have a lot of corporate donation drives going on. We also receive donations from individuals. They may bring them directly to our location downtown, 135 West 4th Street. We also have a fabulous partnership with the Tide dry cleaners in the community, and individuals can drop their clothing and other articles off at the Tide dry cleaners, and then we'll go and fetch them from there. It's the community that helps us to a large extent. We also have partnerships through the Dress for Success Worldwide with Dress Barn. Leah Sophia is a jewelry type of jewelry that is also at a national partnership level, and we will get donations from them as well. So, but largely, you know, our pretty reliable source, the source that we look to maybe when we run short or just on a regular basis is our community right here in the greater Cincinnati, Northern Kentucky area.
Well, if you're looking or think you have some clothes in your closet to donate to Dress for Success, you can visit WVXU.org and we'll point you to the Dress for Success website and their donation guidelines as well. And of course, you're always, as many agencies are, looking for a little help financially, and thus the Power Walk for Dress for Success Cincinnati.
That's right.
Coming
yes,
up
that's
in,
right.
in May. How did this come together, this partnership with the Flying Pig Marathon?
It was really a natural, because Dress for Success Worldwide started the Power Walk several years ago, and this will be our third year to participate in it. Many of the other affiliates, 38 of the other affiliates, are actually doing their Power Walk a little bit different time in May. We felt like it was a natural to partner with the Flying Pig Marathon, which is that first weekend in May, rather than doing it a little later in the month. So we chose to partner with them and join the crowds that are out there that day, the thousands and thousands of people that are walking or running.
Well, as part of that, I mentioned you have a 7-week training program to help folks get ready for that 5K walk.
Absolutely.
On May 4th. How did that partnership arise? And tell the folks about it.
Well, there is a wonderful woman whose name is Mary Soler. Mary is a personal trainer, and she caught wind of the Power Walk actually in our first year and offered her services to help our participants get ready, get stretched, get toned, build some endurance to participate in the walk. And she's just now, for the third year in a row, she'll be working with program participants as well as anybody else who's registering to walk with Dress for Success Cincinnati in the Power Walk. And the training is on Saturday mornings, and she comes in and she's got our maps all ready for us, and she talks about nutrition, and she talks about, you know, getting yourself psyched up for doing that. And she's been wonderful. We love her so much that we asked her if she would be the chairperson for our Power Walk this year.
Oh,
yeah,
good.
It's very nice.
Well, thanks for coming in this morning and sharing with us.
Thank you, Mark. I've enjoyed it.
Julie Smith-Morrow, the CEO of Dress for Success Cincinnati. They will be holding the Power Walk for Dress for Success Cincinnati on May 4th as part of the Flying Pig Marathon events. And that 7-week training program we were talking about with personal trainer Mary Soler, well, that begins next Saturday and runs right up to the Power Walk. You can find out more information about registering for the walk and those training programs and so much more about Dress for Success Cincinnati by visiting WVXU.org. Thanks again, Julie.
Thank you.